Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our Healing Day of Prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo, who's calling in remotely, and be with us in his prayer today. Anton, are you there?
Yes. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm great. You're coming in loud and clear.
Great.
That's wonderful. And for your listeners, we're on together once a month, the first Friday of the month, which is just a wonderful day to be on. And this is really the People's Day of Prayer. And the phone lines we're always waiting for any calls, for any type of prayers for yourselves or others. It's just a really blessed day. It's really a wonderful grace that this InnoSign radio ministry has, and to do that. And the phone number is 610-527-2906. So feel free to call. How about if we start with a prayer? All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity for us all to gather in prayer. And we pray for all of the listeners, and for Anton and myself, and everybody working here at the InnoSign today, that we're open to your most Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that your most Holy Spirit will descend upon us and our listeners, and your healing love and mercy will touch each person in a special way. Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life, and everything comes through you, and we believe in you, and that you are here. We thank you in advance for all the healings and how your Holy Spirit's going to touch each of us and our listeners. In Christ's name we pray, amen. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. I thought we'd start with the gospel reading. I'll read it for the gospel for this Sunday. I know you're certainly well versed in it. We'll go from there. It's from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, 29 through 39 verses. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
All right. Yeah, what I like about the Gospel of Mark, this is chapter one where we've been reading for the last few Sundays. And for anybody that doesn't know much about the Bible or wants to get back in it, I would highly recommend starting off with the Gospel of Mark, because the Gospel of Mark is only just 16 chapters, and it's very easy to finish. So if anybody just commits to one chapter a day, they'd be done on day 16 and they would read all of the Gospel of Mark, and it's very fast paced and very engaging. Mm. So even if those people who may want to share the gospel with anybody, let's say a family member who left the faith, or a person who is an atheist or agnostic, Mark is the best way to go because it's so short and it's so easy to read and remember. And so, like here, just in Gospel, chapter 1, you can see how Jesus entered there, and he went with his with the two pairs of brothers, James and John, and then Simon and Andrew. And, that's when they were in the synagogue, and we see that they left the synagogue and they went into Simon's mother-in-law's house, or it's Simon's house. He was taking care of his mother-in-law. And here it is. We're on Friday, first Friday, the healing day of prayer for people. And what did Jesus do when he went into Simon's house? They told him, my mother-in-law is sick, right? And then he went immediately to her, approached her, and grasped her hand. He wasn't scared of getting sick. Isn't that amazing? Like, the Lord is not scared. He didn't warn the other people to, like, watch out. You guys get me infected. You guys may get sick. And there was no worry at all. Hmm. Not only did he approach her, he touched her. He wasn't scared of any of the germs that she may have. Why? Because he's the Son of God. And so whatever he does, he reverses all the sickness, the evil, and he helped her up. And the next thing you know, the fever left her. And he didn't tell us, why don't you just sit down and relax? No, he let her serve her. He allowed her to serve him right away. And so as far as how this applies to today, all of those people who are listening or who want to give prayer intentions, please call in. Don't be embarrassed or ashamed to be on live radio, or if you're still shy, just leave a message with Dear Marine, and we'll pray for your intentions or your loved ones. And then with any kind of healing, please report that back to us so we can share the good news, because the Lord, he is so generous that he's the God of surprises, and he will give you more than you ask for, but it's up to you to have the faith to call in or to write in your petitions, and to believe that the Lord God can heal anybody and even raise people from the dead and raise himself from the dead.
Amen.
So, Mike, what do you think about this part so far?
Well, it's especially for this healing day of prayer. First, Jesus immediately goes there. He heals Simon's mother-in-law. And she gets up and she waited on them. And at first I thought that was kind of, when they waited on them, thinking, well, the only reason they did it is so she could wait on them. But there again, whoever is touched by Jesus wishes to bring that faith to others. And by her, she was waiting on them and helping them. And then everybody who came to the front door, they were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered, and he cured many of them who were there and drove out demons. And then, because he's not like us, our human way of thinking, where you would sit around and the next day and think, ah, that was great, we healed all these people. He got up before dawn, went out and prayed to prepare himself for the next day, and then he wanted to go off to other towns to evangelize and heal and do that. And for our listeners, this is the same Jesus who's with us now through his Spirit, and he's just as much alive in his Spirit right now with Anton and myself and each of you listeners as he was back then. We just have to have that faith to believe that Jesus can heal us. So any of the listeners, we pray that you have that holy boldness to call in. And as you're getting prompted to say, I would like to be healed. I wish to be healed. I want part of that faith that Jesus has. Show me how to have that faith. And this is, miracles do happen, and that's exactly what we expect it, because Jesus wishes to work through lowly people like Anton and myself, just to be vessels of prayer to touch each and every listener. And that's the beauty of this Catholic radio ministry, that it can do that. So we
and we know, again, with our beloved Kathleen McCarthy, how, you know, with her ministry over 40 years, she's had the gift of healing and has been able to heal people through God's grace and mercy and through her prayers. And we're blessed to be, you know, on in His Sign Catholic Radio under her headship here. So so please call in or at least leave a petition. I wanted also to add to your words there, Mike, where your analysis too, and from this gospel, where it says, when it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. So sometimes when we read scripture, we may gloss over some of the words and not realize it was put there for a specific reason and a purpose. It was very intentional. So when it says, when it was evening, after sunset, and the reason why they did that was because that day was the Sabbath, and you're not supposed to do works on the Sabbath. And so when we started reading this, it said, on leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon, you see? And so we knew it was, you know, the day of synagogue, which is the Sabbath day. And so the people didn't want to break the Sabbath laws, and they waited until it was the next day. And for Jews, the next day is the beginning of sunset. So this, or the end of that day, I should say, is the beginning of sunset. And so that's why when it was evening after sunset, that's when they approached Jesus. And they brought, the apostles brought, you know, the sick and those who were ill and who was possessed to Jesus after the Sabbath. Because remember, later on, Jesus was accused of healing, you know, that lady with the hemorrhage on the Sabbath day. Remember that? Or wait, did I get that mixed up? But she committed. He healed somebody, right, on the Sabbath, and then the Pharisees and the scribes were saying, you know, like, you did this work, and Jesus said, well, why? Who of you wouldn't pull the donkey out of the pit, right? Right. And but here's the daughter of Jerusalem that needed healing. Well, why would that be wrong? Where you guys would pull a donkey out of a pit on a Sabbath. Remember that story?
Sure.
So this is the same thing. So it's very important. And what's key was that the people came there, and they weren't necessarily scared about going to Jesus. They might have been reluctant. They might have been shy, or they might not have wanted to be seen because they knew that they were possessed, or that they were really sick, and they were, you know, worried that people look at them in a bad way. But nevertheless, the apostles brought them to Jesus. And so we ask also anybody listening out there, feel free to call in, you know, give your messages or, you know, to us so we can help pray for your loved ones or for your own self.
Amen. And the phone number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. There is one announcement that I was asked to make, and it's there's a retreat at Malvern February 23rd to the 25th, and it's going to be a men and women's retreat presented by Kathleen McCarthy and Father Dermot Roche. And it's February 23rd to 25th at Malvern Retreat House, and you could register at you can call the Malvern Retreat House 610-644-0400, or just go online, malvernretreat.com. And Kathleen is such a gifted person, and Father Dermot is also, so that's a, it'd be quite a blessing for if you, any listeners can make that February 23rd to 25th at the Malvern Retreat House.
Yes, and if I may also just make another announcement, for it's actually for today, that I will be speaking at St. Anastasia's Church tonight at 6:30. So the show ends at 6, and I'm going to be at St. Anastasia's So there's actually a Mass there at 7 o'clock. So if anybody wants to still go to First Friday Mass, they can still go tonight at 7 at St. Anastasia's in Newtown Square. I'm going to talk about the presentation of our Lord, the purification of Our Lady, because today is also Candle Mass. Mm. If anybody wants to go there, I'll be there. It's a free talk. And, of course, there's Mass and rosaries before my talk. My talk will be at 6:30 tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton, for announcing that. And that certainly would be, if anybody's near there and can go attend to St. Anastasia's in Newtown Square, that sounds like the place to be. It starts at 6:30, the talk, and then Mass at 7,
yeah,
right?
The talk, yeah, rosary beforehand. I did want to add, there's another story that came to mind with this Gospel of Mark where we continue. It says the whole town was gathered at the door. So the townspeople there at Capernaum, and that's where Jesus' headquarters was. It was in Peter's house. You know, that was like a port city, a fishing town. And the people came to Peter's door. Now, this reminds me of the story. I don't know if any of you listeners or Mike, if you heard of St. Anthony's Chapel in Pittsburgh. Have you heard of that famous chapel?
No.
Well, St. Anthony's Chapel had a pastor back in the 1800s, if I recall right. I forgot his name, but what strikes me, he was not only a priest, but he was a physician. Mm. And so what would happen was, after Mass, people would come to his door, just like here. And not only would he give the sacraments, the anointing of the sick, confession, and mm-hmm. so forth, but he would also be their physician. You know, so they would literally come to his rectory and he would treat them both physically, medically, and spiritually. Mm. And what made him also famous was he was able to get so many relics to the point where they have over 5,000 plus relics, only second to the Vatican. So if you ever go in Pittsburgh, look up St. Anthony's Chapel. It's up in the hills there. That they have over 5,000 relics, which is the most. The only one that tops it is the Vatican itself.
Wow!
That you can see the pieces of the new of the cross, the veil of the Blessed Mother, relics of Saint John the Baptist. I mean, it's amazing. So many, you'll feel the presence and holiness of the saints and the power. So if you want to get some healing, you know, why not also go there and take advantage of those relics, the sacramentals that the church provides.
Wow, amen. You know, my brother-in-law was there because I didn't know that was the St. Anthony's Chapel, but he showed me pictures of all the relics, and he said the place was amazing. He's never seen so many relics in his life, and that's how they came about. I didn't know that.
Hmm. Yes, and it's so great. I went there a couple of times, and, you know, they have a great, tours people there that can help out. I know there's one by the name of Steve that he's really great as far as giving a tour, so they have certain hours of the day that they give tours. So please look them up, because it's a great find and something that you wouldn't regret ever going. You'll always remember it.
Mm. Amen to that. Well, we're going to thank you for all your insights on the gospel. I know one thing was nice, whenever I'm on with Anton, there's never a shortage of explanations for the different readings in the gospel, and it really makes it's great, because it's the living word, and the word is Jesus, and it's this same Jesus who we are really calling upon and pleading with today. For to be present and to hear the prayer requests of our listeners. What I want to do is, for listeners, this I was discussing with Anton a little earlier, and it's been on my mind this week that there's really quite a lot of need for forgiveness, and there's so many times that most of us are really pulled in with this unforgiveness, and we don't even realize that we have it. It's almost like it clings to us, almost like a sort of a demon, and it ends up affecting our ability to truly love and all like that. So I want to start with a general general prayer will on forgiveness. And Anton, anytime you wish to jump in and add to the prayer, do that. But we're going to just do it by faith. So listeners, while we're praying, also I want you to be open to it. And for any prayer requests you have, and the phone number is 610-527-2906. So we'll begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we ask that you bind and cast away Satan and any evil spirits that are about us or this radio wave or any of our listeners' areas that they're in, so the area will be clear and free and open to your healing love and mercy. Lord, we pray for each of us, Lord. We pray for each of us that have this unforgiveness in our heart. Lord, I pray, and all your listeners, I'd like you to think about who is it that really causes disturbance in your life, that you really have a grudge against, or you don't really even realize it, but just don't want to be around them, and they just are irritating to you. And Lord, we pray that you can give each of us that gift of forgiveness so that we can really pray for those who have hurt us. Lord, we ask that you can help us in our unforgiveness to help us to forgive those who've offended us. Lord, we pray that each of us can visualize what is this unforgiving thing that's tying knots in us, that's holding us back. Who is the person that just really we feel we're never going to be able to forgive? We can't do that. Who is this person or persons that are like a weight to our soul, almost pulling us down instead of lightening us and being free of this weight of unforgiveness? So Lord, we pray that you will help each of us to, number one, really pinpoint who or whom is it that we really need forgiveness and we don't really even realize that we're unforgiving. It's almost like a burden, or it's almost like a sharp thing that's so close to us we don't even realize it's there. Lord, I pray for your spirit of wisdom to touch each of our listeners, to let them really open their minds and hearts. And what is it that's holding them back to love further? Who is it that each of us needs to forgive in our lives? And Lord, we pray that when it comes to mind for each of our listeners, we pray that you'll visually hand it off to Jesus. Hand that person off. Hand off that unforgiveness that we have, and help and ask Jesus to help us to forgive that person, and almost to make an outward hand motion to hand the weight of that unforgiveness to Jesus, to give us that peace and to lighten our souls. And Lord, we pray that you will heal the memories that our listeners have about this person who they really have a problem with. And we pray that more than anything, they'll almost hand the person over to you, Lord Jesus, and ask you to bless that person, because it's your perfect will that all may learn to love. And Lord, we pray that you will heal that area of us that was holding this grudge or this unforgiveness so long, and just fill that with a deeper part of your love, Lord. And right now, for our listeners, I wish we're just going to give about 15 seconds of quiet time and just allow your mind to free up. And what is it or who is it that comes to your mind to do that? If you can visually see yourself just handing that person to Jesus and asking for and forgiving them, and ask for Jesus to help you in your unforgiveness. And also, if it's even possible, hand them to Jesus. Allow him to guide them in their lives. Amen. And usually quiet radio time isn't the thing to do it, but I think sometimes we just need that time to allow the Holy Spirit to touch our lives. And I know there's listeners that you've been touched and something came to your mind. And Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for really touching our listeners and for that. And if anyone wants to call in and discuss about some of the unforgiveness, some of the forgiveness they've just had, the number 610-527-2906. Amen.
You know, I wanted to add also, Mike, that I forget exactly who said it or where I might have read this, but the gist of it is that that what most people have a hard time in is forgiveness, and that's what holds them back from getting into heaven. And so, because if we think about the most perfect prayer of all, it's the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ gave us, right? The Our Father, where we are asking God the Father that forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And so what that says, if we try to internalize it or make it personal, what it actually says that we're saying, God the Father, don't forgive me of my sin if I don't forgive others. You see where that's coming from there? I mean, people may not realize when they're praying to Our Father sincerely, they're really saying, Father, if I don't forgive people, don't forgive me. But if I do forgive people, please forgive me. And then if people go on, actually, if they actually go, like, after the Our Father is done and you read it, the scripture actually specifically says that those, you know, you don't forgive their sins, then yours won't be either. So this is why it's very, very important to realize that. And so here it is. I turn to it. It's Matthew chapter 6. And the Our Father is from verse 9 through 13. So right after the Our Father, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, it says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's as clear as it can be right there.
Well,
also, Mike, so your words when the Holy Spirit was inspiring you to pray those prayers for our listeners, it really underscores and highlights what our Lord is telling us. We need to forgive others. That's what's holding us back. And I know you have a great prayer life, and I beg the listeners to listen to what Mike is saying and urging you to, when you forgive people of what they've done to you, then you are also going to be forgiven of your sin.
Amen. Well, Anton, boy, those were great words. And, you know, I really didn't realize the second part of the Lord's Prayer we said, but we're going to have to take a commercial break right now, and we will be right back. All righty.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly he can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back. Myself is, I am Mike Altshuler, along with Anton Raimonda on the People's Day of Prayer. And Anton, we perhaps we'll continue with this. We were talking about forgiveness. That was really great. We saw about this that explanation of the Lord's Prayer in Matthew, which I've read it, but it never sunk in exactly about that. And what also comes to mind with unforgiveness, and it's a sin of pride. I mean, you know, for some reason it's on my mind to talk about this, and some of our listeners, we all have different things where we really need to forgive and unload that weight, and sometimes we get that sin of pride where we think about, how could that person ever do what they did to me? I could never forgive them. That's unforgivable, and we end up being the people hurt the worst because we end up taking this kind of like a chain around this weight around our neck, and it's just dragging us down and down, and not allowing us freedom to just free our mind and thoughts and just turn them to the Lord and turn them to love and turn them to looking outside of us and around us and see. Have you ever, Anton, I always notice older women, sometimes you can just tell, you meet them and they might be older and wrinkly and whatever, but their eyes are so alive. And when you see these alive eyes, it's almost like looking right into their soul, and they're just free to love. And you can just see that in the youth. And I think that's where we're a young infant, the same thing. It's almost like the very older and the very younger, we learn to love. What about what I'm praying for our listeners is all this time in between we have, let's try to free up some of these weights that are holding us back from loving deeper and allowing the love of God to permeate us and also for us to touch others with it. What do you think?
Well, you can see it in the pizza, just like what there's a saying, what the eyes are the windows to the soul, right? And so, and also what comes out of our mouth from what our Lord says is also, you know, reveals what's in our heart. And so when we talk bitterly or angrily or resentfully towards somebody that hurt us, you know, then that actually shows we haven't forgiven, you know, or if we keep digging out the past that somebody did this to you or did wrong to you, or mom said this or dad said this or brother or sister said that or my boss said that, then we really haven't let go of those past sins, you know, and remember, of those people who offended us. So it's really like a forgive and forget. Now, there's one thing that people may have heard of. They might have heard of a thing called plenary indulgences, you know, where you can be forgiven of all your sins, so you don't have to go to purgatory if you happen to die in such state of grace. So in other words, you know, when a person, let's say, does the five conditions, they go to confession, they go to they say a prayer for the Pope, they go to Mass, they do a certain work of mercy, such as praying the rosary in public out loud. And then they have to do the very fifth and final criteria or requirement. And that is to be detached from sin. And so if people are not detached from sin, then they don't get the plenary indulgence. And so, but people will not understand, well, what do you mean detached from sin? And so part of it, I was just explaining, that you have to be detached from the past sins. So if somebody hurt you in the past, you have to let it go. Don't even bring it up. So that's what it means. Otherwise, if a person brings up past sins, oh, this guy said something to me and I will never talk to them or I won't ever speak to them. Well, then you're not detached. You see my point there, Mike, that
sure.
People, we just keep on drudging up the past, even in arguments with a spouse or a friend or a coworker, like, oh, I remember when you did this, this and that. Well, that just shows we're not detached if you bring it up.
Sure. Boy, that's very well said. And I think if each of us can pray to the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds to what is it that we're doing that's really offensive to God or sinful. And many times we don't really realize it, but by praying about it, the Holy Spirit will enlighten us. And, you know, it's something, and then get right to confession confess that sin, and it's like a big weight just taken off your shoulders. And you know, I don't think there's no one who, maybe besides the Blessed Mother Mary or Jesus, who were without sin. And all of us, as much as we don't like to realize it, we have these. The devil's very cunning, and he's going to allow us to justify things we don't even think about. And, you know, and I'll tell our listeners, a perfect example happened with me, and it almost like hit me with a set of bricks when I think about it. You know, the prayer is always love your neighbor as yourself. Well, in the development I live in, there's five houses right around me, and there's two of the houses, two of the males in the houses are just not nice people. They're just not, and they do whatever they can do to just alienate all the neighbors. And, you know, we'd see a neighbor and somebody'd say something, oh, so-and-so, we'll pick a name, Bob. Say, okay, well, Bob, this, and then I kind of join in on, yeah, it did this to me, and isn't that crazy? And then, so I was praying about for what is it that I'm really, I need to open the Holy Spirit, would you please open my eyes to see it? And I thought about those two neighbors, and I thought, you know, I've never once prayed for them. All I do is grimace when I see them or try to stay away from them because they're really rather offensive. And I changed at that point. I said, you know, each day I'm going to add them to my daily prayers and also pray for the rest of the houses around me because it says love your neighbors yourself. So I add them. Well, they're easy to pray for. But it was hard at first to pray for those two neighbors. But once I started praying that, it was amazing how any bad thoughts in my mind that would come up when I thought about them, they just dissipated. So here it is, these little sins you don't really even think about. It's like you're just stating a fact. Oh, so-and-so is like this. But that doesn't accomplish anything. And then by praying for them, I noticed that, and when I went to confession, I really said that, and I said, you know, I'm really embarrassed about this, but here I am, the most basic prayers that the Lord Jesus taught us, love your neighbor as yourself. Here it is, I have five neighbors, and two of them, I was not doing that at all, and that was a really weight lifted off my shoulders, and it freed me up to pray more for others and to love more. Not necessarily them, but also whatever those thoughts would be holding back. So for our listeners, I don't think any of us are without these things, but we really have to pray for the Holy Spirit to enlighten us. Just what is it that's kind of holding us back to love deeper and to be closer to the Lord?
Exactly. You know, also, I mean, that's a beautiful story. Again, how prayer changes hearts and minds. It changed your heart and mind, but it also changed their hearts and minds. So it works both ways. It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing, but we have to, we think we're above sin sometimes, and when it hits you right between the eyes, it's very humbling, but that's our Lord. He wants us to learn to love, doesn't he?
Well, that's great. The other thing that I don't think we addressed is, you know, some people, we've talked about how others, we may not want to forgive others. But you know what? I bet you there's a bunch of people out there who won't forgive themselves, right? That they think, how could the Lord God ever forgive me? Because I'm a great sinner. I've done this, 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 and that. There's no way he would forgive me, they would say, right? But what we should recommend is the Diary of Faustina, where they will learn that God is merciful and full of love, and that those people who have sinned, that they are the ones who are entitled for the most mercy. And so those of you out there in, who are listening, who don't feel like God will forgive you for whatever deep, dark secret that you did, and that you have skeletons in your closet that you don't want revealed out of shame or regret or anger, whatever it may be, the Lord God of mercy and love is welcoming you back into his loving arms and wants to hold you close to his chest and to tell you how much he loves you and forgives you. All you have to do is just have that desire to come back to him with all your heart. Do you remember that story, that the song that I think is called Hosea, where it says, like, come back. I can't sing it right now, but come back to me, right, with all your heart, right?
Yes.
And this is, well, if you ever realize what that song is about, it's really Hosea asking his wife, Gomer, to come back to him. And his wife, Gomer, was a prostitute.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's like she's committed all these sins, but yet he wants her back. And he's singing this song, or this song is singing about Hosea. And so what about us? You know, we committed spiritual adultery, but whenever we break the first commandment of having other gods before us. So if we happen to love entertainment or whatever we put higher than God, you know, then we are committing a sort of spiritual adultery where we're seeking other gods, whether it's materialism or money or power or status. We ourselves are like that, but God is singing to us to come back to him. And this is what it takes. He will love us and forgive us no matter, even if you feel like your sins can never be forgiven. But God, that's why he died, and he's infinite. And his blood, one drop of his blood, can take away the whole world's sin from past, present, and future.
Amen. Amen. Well, how about if we, certainly you prompted me to have a prayer for our listeners about forgiving themselves and all like that. And I think it's a really, really a big thing. And I have on the back of my phone, a friend of mine had given me, which I think it's great to cover up that apple on the back of the iPhone. It's a nice picture of Jesus, really a divine mercy Jesus with that. And I'll show, we have the Facebook now, it's live into the camera, so you can see this. But I'd like to have a prayer for each of our listeners for that, if you don't mind. And Anton, keep adding to it as I'm kind of working, as the Lord's working my way through this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for creating this special time and a special prompting Anton to really pray for each of us and all of our listeners, particularly those who are really having problems forgiving themselves. Our listeners, those feel that what they've done is so unforgivable that they could never be forgiven. And they're constantly in depression, in anger. Lord, we pray that you will appear before them in your special spiritual way, Lord. We pray that each of our listeners can just look up and visualize your deep blue eyes looking right at the center of their soul, just to look through them. Lord, we pray that to your listeners will just look into the eyes of Jesus, visualize him being right there, and what is it that you would ask him to forgive you for? Because he is love and mercy, and there's nothing that our Lord Jesus will not be open to forgiving with a repentant heart. We pray, Lord, that each of our listeners will really feel a bit of hope that knowing that it's very possible and probable that you will forgive them, that you wish that those who wish to be forgiven and know that there's hope, and you take them by the hand, just like you took St. Mary Magdalene, who really was quite a sinner. And here she ended up being the greatest one right below the cross, the first one who saw you resurrected. So any of your listeners who feel you're unforgivable, there's nothing, you'll never be forgiven, just think of those great saints. Pray for the intercession of St. Mary Magdalene to give you strength to ask for Jesus, for that forgiveness. Pray for St. Faustina, who has seen that Jesus, the rays of love and mercy coming through him. We pray, Lord, right now you'll touch these listeners, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray you'll touch them and allow your healing grace, Lord, to touch their hearts, and they'll feel the first glimpse of hope that they felt in years. We pray, Lord, this is just the first step toward that healing process, but because, Lord, you created this day, this time, this place, this special radio ministry through the InnoSign network, we pray that you've gotten Anton and myself to join in prayer with us and all of our other listeners who are joining in this prayer. We pray, Lord, for this tremendous healing on this People's Day of Healing. We pray, Lord, that those who are now healed now will be aware of this healing, and it'll be a breath of fresh air and hope for them in their lives. And they can look up rather than looking down and inward. They can look up, Lord, into your deep blue eyes of love and mercy and just be enraptured in the love that you've given to them. And we thank you, Lord, and praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Mm. That's beautiful. A few days ago, at St. Simon and Jude in Westchester, mm-hmm. there was the exhibition of the relic of St. Jude Thaddeus there. Mm. Did you hear about that? And Father Carlos Martin, the noted exorcist, but also who has an apostolate called the Treasures of the Church, was there with the arm of St. Jude. And it came from the Vatican.
Wow.
It was amazing. And why I bring this up is because Father Carlos Martin, when he gave his homily, he talked about, forgiveness as well. And he talked about how, the apostles, like look at Peter, he denied Jesus three times. Hmm. And, all the apostles except John had deserted Jesus. Mm. And Peter was forgiven, when he said three times, when Jesus, Jesus forgave him three different times because Peter denied Jesus by three times.
Right.
Anyway, Father Carlos was saying how Jesus had forgiven Judas. Mm-hmm. And he reminded us that you can tell he forgave Judas at the moment of his betrayal. So when Judas came into the Garden of Gethsemane and then kissed Jesus on the cheek, immediately Jesus forgave the betrayal of Judas who betrayed him. And he said to Judas, and you can tell he forgave him because he called Judas my friend. Hmm. He said, my friend, do you betray your master with a kiss? Remember, when we commit sin against our Lord, we are no longer his friends. But our Lord extended his love and merciful hand by his words, by saying to Judas, my friend, you see? And so immediately when he was betrayed, Jesus didn't waste a second. He immediately forgave Judas. Now, it was up to Judas to forgive himself, you see? Mm-hmm. So even though he threw the 30 pieces of silver back to the Pharisees and left that 30 pieces of silver with them, he didn't forgive himself. And how do we know that?
Because
he had despair, and he ended up killing himself, you see? And so this is the big difference between how Judas could have been one of the greatest apostles, because if it wasn't for his betrayal, right, Jesus wouldn't have been arrested and died, right? Hmm. Led to his death, his crucifixion and death, which paid for our sins, right? Hmm. And then he rose from the dead. And then if Judas had asked forgiveness and actually he seemed to be, you know, asking for it by throwing the 30 pieces of silver, but he himself didn't forgive himself.
Right.
But if he did, he would have been probably the greatest of the apostles, according to Father Carlos Martins.
Well, that's great, wonderful that you mentioned that and did that. And that's really for our listeners. You are, Jesus means what he said. He has that love. And each of you who've listened to this show today, or perhaps listen to it on Facebook, it's meant for you. And this time and this place is meant for you to get that forgiveness. And some of the greatest apostles, Peter, Paul, they were great sinners. But what happened? Yeah. They came back to Jesus. They begged his forgiveness, and he just filled them with love and mercy. And then they were bursting with it and were evangelizing about Jesus through the ends of the earth. And that's really what we're called to do. But first, we have to ask, Jesus, I wish to be healed. And that's the key, or I wish to be forgiven. Or when it comes down to it, whether it's forgiveness, pride, we wish to be healed because we wish to be able to love and to receive that love of Jesus and not be in this turmoil and this really utter depression. All these things, they just add up, and it's just what the devil wants, to separate us from God. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's happened somewhat through history, but each of your listeners today, you are a live part of history. This is right now for you. And you are just as important, if not more important, than Peter or Paul or St. Mary Magdalene. So many people have done it. Jesus loves you just as much as each one of them, and each one as much as Anton or myself. Right, Anton?
Amen. Yes. Jesus would have, if you, the listener, were the only person alive, that he would have died just for you because of his love for you. That's how he treats each and every one of us, as if we're the only one that existed. But of course, there's millions that existed, whatever, 107 billion or whatever that may be, ever. But so who knows? But he died as if we were the only one who ever existed.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, you know, Anton, we have about 4 minutes left, and I think for our listeners, I want to ask you to join in prayer. I'm going to have a prayer for Anton tonight. He's got to make a talk tonight, and Lord Jesus, we pray that you may, first of all, give Anton any physical, emotional, or spiritual healing he needs. We pray, Lord, particularly physical healing. He goes through quite a lot, and he really doesn't say much about it, but he just keeps carrying the cross. We pray that his health will be totally restored, Lord. And we pray that tonight your spirit will give him the words to really touch each of the folks who will be at St. Anastasia tonight. and listen to him, because he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it to allow the flame of your love, Lord, to touch each person and to fill him up, and just like he's been filled up. So, Lord, we pray you may give Anton any special gifts tonight of the Holy Spirit to just to be used to bring more of your children closer to you, Lord Jesus, and closer to your love and mercy. And we thank you and pray in advance. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much. That's what's so great about prayers, is that we can pray for each other. We can pray for ourselves. We can pray for those who have even passed away, right? Those who are in purgatory and are in need of our prayers. And if we help release them from purgatory through our prayers, they would be, they would remember us when they're in heaven, that says, oh, you know, that Mike was the one that said these novenas or did these indulgences for me, and I'm going to make sure to pray and also help him, you see? And so it maybe if you have a loved one, you know, a grandparent, a parent, a spouse, you can help them get out of purgatory with your prayers, with your rosaries, with your communions, with your offerings. And then because they know you, when they get to heaven, they're going to thank you tremendously for helping release them sooner than later. And then you will encounter that miracle that you wanted in your life, or the healing, or the extra blessings. And you will wonder, like, where did that come from? Well, you'll find out when you get to heaven, when you meet your loved ones, that was me that helped you because you helped me get out of purgatory. You know, it was like that. Jesus helped me. He gave me the graces because you got me out of purgatory. He wanted you to do that for me. And that's how I helped you. It's like, and it's going to be so joyous. I mean, Mike, I can't wait. I don't know about you, but it's going to be so great to be in heaven one day.
Yeah, it'll be quite the. And just hearing in your voice that's talking about it, I think for our listeners, it's got to be enlightening to do that. And everything that's happening on this past hour, which went pretty quickly, is really to spread the joy and hope of Jesus Christ to the world and to you, our listeners. And when we are doing these things and praying for others and trying to ask for prayer for ourselves to be healed, it opens us up. So then we're looking outward and we're so full of love in the Lord that it rushes out of us and we're just loving others. We're praying for others. We're doing for others. So each of us, no matter how bedridden you are, whatever you have, you can always pray for others, and nobody can pray as good as you can for others. And we have 10 seconds to go. So Anton, thanks a lot for praying with me today, and thank our listeners for joining in. And we'll may God bless you all this month ahead, and we will talk to you all again in another month. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Anton.